All right, so greetings and welcome back, everyone. This is Point of View. My name is Ashlyn Hargrave. Again, shocker. So definitely want to start off by giving thanks to everyone who's still on board for the ride. We have had some really great numbers listening and download-wise from iTunes and from my blog site. So super excited about that. Thank you to all of you guys and the folks in Kenya. Because that's cool. Definitely, I was going to plug someone today, and then I realized I didn't have anybody to plug. So definitely hit me up if your business or blog or whatever is something worthy enough to come out of my mouth. So yeah, also, side note, just to recap the Duff episode from last time. Thanks for everybody who hit me up with their ridiculous stories and whatnot. Probably one of the most crazy is that somebody pointed out a Duff in my circle who I would have never, ever, ever, ever would have thought that anybody would have called a Duff from face value. So that's crazy. Like, people's opinions are wild out here. But anyways, want to jump into today. Like I told y'all, we're going over talking about ghosting, this whole concept, this new millennial type of concept. I want to introduce my guest, first female guest on the show, Chelsea Rooks.
Hi, everyone.
Chelsea may or may not be drunk right now. I'm not really sure. But anyways, so she is my line sister. Again, with this running theme of educated Greeks on the show, shout out to you and in your degree. And she is the queen of today's topic. She is an official ghoster. She should get paid, honestly, because as many times as she's ghosted me, shoot, in this life. She's a winner. So there's that. Now, Chelsea, to kick it off, do you consider yourself a ghoster?
No, I do not. Not at all.
Listen, not for everybody who knows Chelsea.
Not even. I am not a ghoster. I mean, look. I don't consider myself a ghoster. No.
Let me give y'all some background on Chelsea, because I need y'all to know, for people who don't know who she is, and me and Chelsea are from the same hometown, so I can imagine that multiple people are going to know who she is, but she will just disappear. Like, you're like, yeah, me and Chelsea cool, she the homie. And then, like, so much time will go by that you're not even sure if Chelsea's alive. You're not sure if Chelsea moved to another city. Like, you don't know if she's still eating. Like, it's, you don't know if she eat noodles and noodles with a hole in her sock. Like, you just don't know, because she would just dip. And you're like, I'm pretty sure she ain't mad at me. Like, I wonder if life is all right for her. But anyway, so we definitely gonna get into Chelsea, because I don't think I've ghosted on as many people as she has, so she's probably more qualified to talk about it than I am. So yeah, there's that. Definitely want to give you guys a dictionary.com version of ghosting, because it really is a word that's in the dictionary. I mean, I know last time I was talking about Urban Dictionary, but this is in dictionary, like on dictionary.com. So it refers to ghosting as, obviously it has a formal meaning, you know, but the informal meaning is the practice of suddenly ending all contact with a person without explanation, especially in a romantic relationship. This is also called the French goodbye. Or an Irish goodbye, which is pretty much.
I love those titles.
Ooh. No. So that's also the act of leaving an event or without saying goodbye. So okay. We'll definitely touch on that too. But basically, you know, ending our contact, ignoring, being rude, blocking people is what we're talking about. Breaking up with somebody without saying goodbye. And I mean, breaking up is a loose term, but either way, dipping out of a situation without any clear warning. Just, I'm out. Peace. Deuces. Which is what you do. I don't know why you're not claiming it, but you've done better. You have done so much better.
I have done better.
But you have to admit that in your college days, it got a little spacey.
Yeah, and I mean, first of all, I love the French goodbye. Like, that sounds sexy as hell. So if I'm a pro at the French goodbye, then I guess I'll claim it. But but yeah, I mean, with college, you know, it's definitely something really, really easy to do. I don't think that I'm a ghoster, but I mean, hey, it's just how it's how I am. It's for me, it doesn't even come off as, oh, I'm going to ghost on this person per se. It's more so of, I'm moving on, and
you may or may not know about it.
And yeah, you may or may not know about it. And I mean, if I really, really rock with you, then eventually, you know, I'm going to reach back out to you like, hey, how are you doing? But I promise I'm not a ghoster. You know, I just think that you don't have to talk to somebody every day or every week to know that you have a friendship or a relationship with them. Like, to me personally, I just feel like that's not necessary.
Yeah, but you can't just go from like consistent communication to just drop off, because mind you, not only will Chelsea ghost on you, but when you text her, she may or may not text back like a week or week and a half later after you have forgotten you even texted her in the first place. And you're like, well, dang, like it's really not even worth it now. But whatever, I'm gonna let you have it. I'm just gonna keep moving on. I'm gonna let you have that for now, because I think that even the people listening are feeling it in your soul that you probably be dipping. But it's cool. So as far as, I definitely want to start with the Irish goodbye, this whole concept of like dipping on a party, and like pretty much, especially if the party's big enough, I don't really personally see a problem with it. Like, and music's getting a little loud in here, folks getting a little tired, like, right, it's time to go. I'm not pressed about saying bye to everybody before I leave a party. So that's probably one of the more common ghosting situations. I mean, I sometimes send a text, you know, great party, happy birthday, see you later. Like, I'm sure you don't do that. That doesn't read you at all.
Well, first of all, I'm very much so out of sight, out of mind type person. So, you know, if you see me, most likely I will speak because I am cordial. But after that point, you know, to follow up with you through email or a phone call or a text, I mean, I really just don't see the purpose of that. Like, if it's someone's birthday, Lord, I'm going to walk up to them and say, happy birthday. You know, like, I'm going to make my presence known. And I guess it's also noticed when I'm not there either. But, I mean, the point is, you see me when you see me, and I make it a point, Lord, to at least be cordial.
Well, we can appreciate the cordialness out here in these streets. I mean, especially when there's no bad blood, there's no reason not to be cordial.
Right.
But, you know? I mean, but even on a friends and family level, I think, I guess typically people probably ghost on their friends and family when they're trying to get their lives together. I assume that'd be why. I assume that's why you ghosted on some of your live sisters. Cough, cough. Not me, because I'm cool, but you did. But it's cool. But I assume, you know, it was just, that's one of those, like, necessary things, unless your family just trash and they just take and never give anything back, which is real.
Or your family can just be super on you all the freaking time. And, you know, like, for me in general, like, my family calls me just about every week. And to me, that's annoying. That's super annoying. So, you know, I'll schedule time in my schedule to, like, oh, I need to call my mom back, or, oh, I need to call my uncle back. But especially if me and you are not on a we talk to each other frequently basis and you're blowing me up, I'm going to get back to you when I get back to you, pretty much. Like, just this week, my uncle called me 10 times. I'm not even lying. Like, you can check my call log.
What?
And honestly, I don't have, like,
a reason to talk to him?
a reason to talk to him or a deep relationship with him. And first of all, he's my mom's half-brother. And he's from New York, and he lives in Charlotte with us. So I'm just trying to figure out if it's an emergency. Maybe text me. You know, because
ain't gonna call back to find out.
Well, yeah, I'm not. So, and if it's an emergency, like, my family know, text me. Because then I'm going to get the message, and then at that point, I can decide, right, if I'm going to call back or not. And so, you know, like, I still haven't called him back, to be honest.
Of course, you're not going to. Oh, that's not happening.
I mean, like, I've been trying to schedule it, but, you know, I just haven't.
We're scheduling callbacks. Do y'all hear this? Like, that's ridiculous.
Like, yes, scheduling callbacks. Like, time is money, and I feel like, you know, the last thing I need right now is a half uncle who's going to call me for some money or call me for a favor. And to be honest, like, it's not that I'm trying to be distant, but don't call me 10 times. If I don't pick up the first 3 times, text me, leave a voicemail,
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
And in this adult life, we should be leaving, right, voicemails. That's for sure. Like, yeah, don't, especially after, like, the second phone call, there's a voicemail to be left, sir.
Yes.
Because you are now harassing. So, yeah, no, I feel that. But now, relationship-wise, which, okay, that's where it just busts out the seam, because
bust it wide open, right?
because there are levels to this relationship type ghosting. And I know you're not really in the online dating scene, but it's
not
real.
Not at all.
The online dating scene is real. It's real. And that's probably the easiest way to get ghosted because, like, there's people at every turn. Like, there's people at every swipe. So you can easily say the wrong thing and be like, block.
Right.
Team block. You get blocked. Hashtag I block.
You can do that on Twitter and IG.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, social media in general. Hashtag I block. Like, don't play with me because you will be gone. But, I mean, even in the sense of kind of leading people on and, you know, then you realize, like, oh, dang, stuff's getting real. Like, time to go.
Right.
Which is not something that I would do, but that is so you. That's so you. You and every other guy. Like, oh, things are getting real. Time to take steps backwards.
Right, tiptoeing away.
Doing the slow fade on them. Which we'll get into a little bit more because slow fade is like a concept that these folks out here are really getting into. Like, I don't know who's out here, which millennial is making all these terms up, but it's real. And there's literature to back it up. So, once again, folks need to be reading. But anyways, so, and we kind of already touched on it too, but there this whole like short-term, long-term ghosting, which I feel like you have to strategize a short-term ghost. Like if you're going to dip on somebody and you know you plan on coming back, I feel like you have to preface it differently than if you just plan on like never talking to them ever again in life.
Well, just to speak on that, like I have a rule myself. To fit this short-term mold, I typically give guys a season.
A season?
3 months max. And, you know, it's crazy because guys think, oh, a lot of girls think this 90-day rule, if I just hold out and, like, make it to 90 days, that, oh, then I'm in the bag. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to get the cookies.
And Chelsea going to snap, right? snip.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he ready to snatch the cookies out the little cookie jar thinking it's a 90-day wait. No, it's 90 days to impress me or 90 days to prove yourself. And if you don't make it, it's snip. And, you know, a lot of guys feel some type of way about that. Like, you know, I guess just recently it's okay for girls to be quote unquote savages like guys. And so, you know, like I've gotten that multiple times. And I think, you know, like you're waiting 90 days to get some pussy. Well, I'm waiting 90 days for you to prove yourself. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like at the end of the day, like it's not me just ghosting on you just because, like, no, you have
to do what you need to do.
Right. Like, let's not waste each other's time. If you can't prove in 90 days that you're worth it, then,
And 90 days is generous.
Generous.
It really is because after a month I get squeamish like, well, it's looking like it's about to be a good hashtag block. Hashtag team I block on out of here. But I mean, yeah, and I know sometimes, like I said, it's appropriate to just kind of let people get their lives and come back into the swing of things once they are worth something because I'm like, you need some time. I'm like, I'm going to let you have that. But so apparently there's this thing that it's called like Google interest where you can like take a term, a millennial term or whatever, and kind of check on the internet through Google and see when the first time it appeared, basically. Kind of trying to figure out who started the trend. So obviously, it'd have to be published for it to come up on Google. But anyways, so definitely did that. As far as ghosting is concerned, in 2014, the New York Times covered some celebrity couple that I really care not to repeat because I don't really care about any of that. But anyways, they did reference the woman in the situation ghosting on the guy. And that was known to be the first public reference of the term ghosting. That's crazy because 2014 was like just a snap ago. Like that's not even that long ago. But I'm sure folks have been ghosting way before that. It just didn't have a name until recently. So shout out to that, to Google interest. But anyways, so I don't want to get too much into online dating, especially because that's not really your forte. But I know a few people myself who have been in this online dating and really just social media kind of vibe where they're hitting people up, DMing them, swiping on Tinder or whatever. And, you know, they're exchanging numbers and they text for like a month. And then they finally meet up after a month. And then they're like, you suck. Like, because you build up, you know, in your head, like, oh, this person's this and that. And then you finally meet them and they're a dud. And then you're like, well, now I've got to just like disappear completely so that you never talk to me ever again. So that's pretty annoying, honestly.
I mean, it is. Like, yeah, I'm not a fan. I am not a fan of online dating at all for that reason. Like,
yeah, it gets pretty muddy, and then you got people mixing up names. It's all kinds of things that happen, but online dating is a whole nother ball game in and of itself. But social media in general, though, I mean, I remember in like high school, Twitter supposedly is popping now, but to me, I was on Twitter in high school. I'm not on it now. So, but back then, like, yo, like, you seen such and such using people's at names or whatever, like, yo, like, I'm definitely about to slide. I used to slide in DMs on Twitter, like, no shame.
I mean,
like,
first of all, let's go back to MySpace. MySpace is where it used to go down. And I really feel like, you know, when I was in high school and MySpace was dying, and then, you know, Twitter was starting to get popping, or really Facebook too, yeah, because Facebook people were getting popping on Facebook too. And I was just like, you know what? Like, maybe this online scene is not for me, because niggas is aggressive.
Right.
Very aggressive. Yes. And I realized I'm not ready for this. Like, but then too, when you meet them in person, they meek as a mouse.
Right.
Talking all that yin yang in your messages. Ain't but then you nothing. Meet them in person, like, you know, in Winston we had the Dixie Classic Fair. You see them out there after all this talk on Facebook.
And they ain't said nothing.
And nothing. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's when I decided, yeah, this whole social media and dating online is not for me.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. Now, and one thing I have mentioned quite a bit already in the podcast, and I'm clearly a fan of, is the block. I'm all about blocking people. I don't care if it's on social media. I don't care if it's an email. I don't care if it's text messages or phone calls. Like, I argue the fact that it's my phone. I pay the bill. And if I don't want your number coming across the screen, you get blocked.
Check. Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Period. Like, same thing with Facebook. Same thing with Instagram. I don't want you seeing my stuff. I don't want to see your stuff. I don't want you DMing me. I don't want nothing. Click, click. It's an easy click. A switch. But I mean, you know, some people be like, oh, that ain't, you ain't about nothing. No, I have the power. On my timeline, I am God. On my phone, I am God. And when I say that you are gone, you are gone. So that, like, I'm a fan. I mean, and sometimes it can be healthy. You don't need to see some of that stuff, especially on Instagram. You don't need to see your ex-boyfriend and his fiance and all their pictures and whatnot.
You don't need to see your ex-boyfriend and his sonogram of his baby. That's what you don't need to see. Like, right. That's another conversation.
You don't need or want to see any of that. You don't. Like, I'm not here for it. Now, unless your ex is doing, like, terrible, and then shouts out to that. I'm all about stunting, because you got to stunt on your ex, period. I don't care if you ended well or not. I don't care. It's just fact.
I mean, we wish well on most exes, yes.
I wish you well, but I still don't wish you better than me. Like, I still want to be doing better than you, period.
Okay.
Like, I need to be doing better than you and your new girlfriend, both of y'all. I don't care if me and you are still cool. I still want to be coming out on top, just floating above.
Look, you sound like Cardi B. Right,
I'm
now.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
You can be doing all fine and well, but I need to be doing better. Or I need to at least think I'm doing better. Whatever. So, there's that. But, one thing I will say, definitely, it does suck when you leave somebody confused. And kind of just, like, in limbo. And they have no idea what happened. They think they hurt your feelings or whatever. And now you just dipped on them. So, Chelsea, have you been ghosted? Gotta know. Think hard. Because I want you to say yes real bad. Because I want to go high five the person who ghosted you.
You know, I honestly cannot remember. and look, I'm not saying that to, like, save face, y'all. Like, I'm really not. But I really, like, I don't think I've ever been ghosted on. Yeah, I'm going to have to say no. And I'm, like, thinking about the last 5 years or so. Nah. Typically, it's me.
You do it too soon. Just
yeah,
over. I mean, before they even know it, you just sniper. Sniper with it. Good Lord. Okay, so And another thing with ghosting that I think that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with, I guess, you know, just being upset with somebody is on a relationship tip or not even relationship. I use relationship very loosely here. But if a girl and a guy are smashing, for lack of a better term. And then things get regular. First of all, as a side note, I need all guys out here to know that if you are still out here just smashing and dashing, that's what you need to do. You need to fully commit to the smash and the dash. Do not smash for months and or years at a time. You need to be in and be out. Because if that's how you're going to play it, that's how you're going to play it. But as soon as you start having sex with the same person for too long, that person that you're having sex with is definitely going to think more than what the situation is.
That's true.
Y'all not real enough to have no conversation like, this is just what we're doing. Like, we're not doing nothing else. And even if you do have that conversation 3, 4, 5 months down the line, you still just smashing and dashing the same person? No, you like something. That's why you still here. Like, you can't do it. Just commit to the smash and dash and smash and dash. Like, don't come back and do this charade and this shuffle for months and months at a time, because then the girl's gonna be like, oh, well, he clearly likes me, because I mean, even though we just having sex, he's still coming back, like he likes something. And then she thinks it's more than what it is, and then you got a ghost, because now you don't know what to do, because you don't want to be like, oh nah, I ain't fooling with you like that, because that's rude. You been up in her house with your socks off.
Ooh.
Probably drinking her Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? You've been in the house with your socks off.
Right.
First of all, smash and dash rules, don't take your shoes off. Just don't. If you raw, like, if you getting it like that, you know what I'm saying? If you really don't care about her, don't be in here with your shirt off, and you done left your keys in one spot, your shirt over there, your shoes over there. Don't do all that. Keep all your stuff in one section. Keep all your keys and your phone in your pocket. Like, I'm telling you.
Right.
Dudes need some, you need some keep a G-ness about you, because that's not it. Look, you done made yourself comfortable. You done spent all night over here. Mm-hmm. We only smashing though. Oh, okay. Nice. Not speaking from experience necessarily. Well, sort of, but not so much in my adult years. That was some high school type stuff, but dudes thought they was slick. Like,
first of all, we went to high school in Winston-Salem. Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I just want to shout that out because, you know.
Not Winston.
Yes. I really, really, really want to shout that out right now, because those are the type of guys that do that.
Right. And the person that I'm low-key, high-key referring to is Smooth from Winston.
Mm.
And he knows. If he's listening to this podcast, which I'm sure he's not, but if he is, you know you not about nothing. Nothing. But anyways, neither here or there. I've had my share of those. But anyway, so yeah. But you have, at that point, you feel like you have to ghost. I mean, now you just automatically get called, you know, ain't nothing. I'm trying not to curse, so, you know, you ain't about nothing.
What she meant to say was not shit.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. So then you out here ghosting just by default. But anyways, moving along. A lot of people have called it disrespectful. That's why I say, you know, if you're going to ghost, then ghost hard. I think guys out here, like, they ghost on you, and then a couple years later hit you with the Facebook, like, hey, big head. Like, whoa, what is that? Like, back up. Don't try to see if I'm still on your roster.
Right, like, sir. just stop. Stop while you're ahead.
Right,
just stop.
Just stop. Because you definitely ghosted. And I remember everything. People be acting like they don't be remembering stuff. No, you remember. You're not fooling nobody. You remember. So yeah, I mean, you trying to see if you got that old reliable in your back pocket, you can still hit her up when you come to Charlotte. Like,
for CIAA.
Right. Because mind y'all, we're this is CIAA already started, right?
We're in the heart of CIAA.
Right. And
Charlotte.
It started today or yesterday or something like that.
It's been all week, but
okay, yeah.
The bulk of the parties and the going out events has started tonight. So
oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I typically don't even like to be in the city, but this is the time where everybody be like, yo, they try to hit you first with the, so you know about any day parties?
Right. And then it goes to, so can I crash at your spot? Like,
right.
I've gotten a lot of those.
You going out on Saturday night? Well, I'm saying, like, me and such, we coming down there, so what?
Right. You got any roommates? Why?
Right. Like, what side of town you live on? First of all, you are asking if you cannot even hit nobody up for CIAA if you don't even know where they live. Like, you need to at least play it off like November of last year.
Right.
Like, set the stage. Like, you still living over there where I saw you last time? Like, you gotta at least have been here before to want to try to stay.
Right.
Like, folks, just find your place. in life. Like, stay there. I just can't. But anyways, and then you broke because you know stuff high and then you're trying to come and stay at somebody else's house. Yo, drunk bunny ain't about to be coming back up in here. We right. can Airbnb it if you got some money.
Hello, Rick James on my freaking couch. Like, girl, I can't stand people with their dirty clothes and their dirty shoes on my couch. But that's another conversation. That's
right. Whole another conversation. But still, I agree completely. So anyways, I was looking up some articles and things, and I've got a few to bring up. But one fact that I kind of just snatched from out of an article is that I guess it's probably thought that it's a gendered behavior for this whole ghosting thing. But really, a lot of research shows that folks who ghost and who get ghosted on, it's pretty high on both sides, male and female wide. It's not really a gendered thing. Guys ghosting on females and females are ghosting on guys, gay guys ghosting on other gay guys, all that. I don't be liking to get into too much of that, but still.
First of all, gay guys are ruthless. Like, if there's something to be said, yeah, they are ruthless. They know too much for both sides. Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to throw that in there, but anyway.
But yeah, so but there is an author named Peggy Streep, and she spoke with Elle Magazine, and she pretty much, I guess kind of before she did research, predicted that men were more likely to ghost, mainly because they are, you know, typically socialized to not show emotions and have less trouble cutting off contact, whereas the ladies typically like closure. Now, Chelsea is a very good example of someone who probably could care less about closure, but that, I mean, she was quickly disproven with a lot of the research that just shows that everybody's out here ghosting. It's a millennial thing, and it really doesn't have anything to do. I think it's an age thing more than it is a male or female thing. Like, pretty much, I feel like if you were born after, like, 1990, yeah, about 1990, you pretty much just don't care. Like, there's just this general level of, like, I really could care less about you or whatever you got going on, especially if it ain't about me or my money. So, peace. But I do want to touch on these phases of ghosting. You know, whether it's, like, just friendship all the way to, like, full-blown relationship ghosting. You haven't ghosted on a whole relationship, though, have you, Chelsea? Oh, she got quiet. Like, you were really dating somebody and then you just dipped and didn't say nothing?
I mean, there's only one relationship that I would say I ghosted on. And it was honestly my relationship coming into college. I mean, we're in two different cities. I know that you're doing things. You know that I'm doing things. And it just got to the point where, you know, like, there's so many emotions between the two of us. At this point, we really need to start separating. And on top of that, he was more emotional than I was.
Oh, so, that's terrible.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I'm a very emotional and highly sensitive person. I mean, most people can't tell because I'm really good at masking it, especially because I work in corporate America. So, you know, you kind of get this facade about yourself where it's just like, you know, I'm hard right now. Nobody can see through me.
Right.
But in that instance, you know, I was just coming into college. We were both doing our dirt, and I mean, no, I did not cheat on him, if that's what anyone was thinking, because I honestly think that there's more than one way to do dirt on people without having sex with other people.
It is.
And so it got to the point where, you know, you're in a different city, you're an hour and a half away. Well, I'm just going to slowly cut off communication. And I think that those reports that you said about, you know, women slowly weaning off of relationships and ghosting on people, that was probably one of those times where I did that. The slow fade, right. I mean, majority of the time, it was cold turkey. Like, I would just cut you off. But with him, you know, I had rapport. I had a relationship. You know, I had feelings. So it was just kind of like, okay, we talk to each other every week to every month to every 2 months. And then maybe you came down to Charlotte to see me. So it just got to the point where, okay, we're going to go ahead and cut this off because we're not even talking. It's been a whole season. It's been 90 days.
And you, a whole season. Right.
And you have not talked to me, or I have not talked to you, or we've tried or attempted to talk to each other. And it was just dial tone. You know what I'm saying? So
I wish I had like a soundproof where I could just say holiday season. Anyways, that's just the ratchet coming out. Anyway, so let me ask you then, just since we're on you, and you know, I keep claiming that you're such a ghoster, and people who don't know you are probably gonna be like, she's clearly not about anything. But anyways, Chelsea's cool, I promise. So now, is there what would be a reason why you would ghost on somebody? or reasons, if there are plural.
Okay, well, there's a lot. I mean, like, you know, as a woman, you know what you like and what you don't like. So at the end of the day, if I know that you are controlling or, you know, abusive, if I know that you have commitment issues, if I know that, you know, you're not very respectful, which is really high on my book. Like, respect is number one for me. Like, if you're respectful to me, and then secondly, if you're honest with me, you know, you can go a long way.
Yeah, with anybody.
With anybody, you know, being my friend, or maybe potentially being in a relationship with me, if we get to that point. But a lot of the people that I've ghosted on, you know, there's been faults in those areas. And I just get to the point where I'm just like, okay, well, this is not going to work out. And then, and then I stop texting you, or I stop setting up meetings to meet up with you. Like, I mean, it's just how it happens. And like, I don't say that to disregard, you know, people and their feelings, but at the end of the day, in this world, you kind of have to look out for yourself. And especially as a woman, knowing that, you know, men have hidden agendas with you, it's just easier to cut people off.
True. I'm not going to lie. I've definitely snipped some folks out here in this life. Now, not while I was in a full-fledged relationship, but I've just cut them off. I mean, mainly because I feel like, especially now that we have graduated from college already, and it's one of those things where I'd rather not be 30 and with like 15 cats, even though you have two. Chelsea has cats.
I have two cats. But, yes.
But I mean, but you know what I'm saying? We're at a point where we're laying the groundwork. So if you dealing with somebody, you know, right now where we're at this 23, 24, 25 age where, you know, they just playing, like, okay, well, I'm gonna need for you to step to the side for somebody who's gonna act right, who has that act right.
Exactly.
Who gonna get who got their stuff together. So yeah, because that's what's needed out here in these streets. And I pray for everybody that they find somebody that's gonna treat them like they're supposed to be treated out here in these streets, because it really, we have no time.
And honestly, like, you know, even to add on to that, you know, I've talked to men who are considerably, you know, older than me, thinking that there may be something different, and I've had to ghost on them because, you know, they take my age and they think that my age is representation of my maturity level, and then I'm not here for it. So then I ghost on you too. Like, don't think because you're so much older and you've been playing the game for however many years
because you're not up on game. And really, I don't even know why that's even a thought, because we're still probably, you know, at their maturity level. Like, that's just how long it takes guys to mature. So really, you need to tread lightly, because you're playing with fire. So yeah, definitely I've definitely went the whole older route.
I think every girl does. You know, she, at one point or another, a girl will dabble out of her age group just to see if maybe it's her, maybe it's the guys in her age group, or, you know what I'm saying, or if it's just men in general, which, no shade to men, I love you guys, but.
I mean, yeah, no, and super shouts out to my, quote-unquote, Valentine, he's awesome. Shouts out to Tyson. So, there's that.
Ooh, we're doing name drop.
Name drop. That was intense, but I mean, nobody still knows who he is. That's why I like a low key, a good low key man.
Okay.
Shout out to that. Gotta love a low key man. Ain't gotta worry about that in, because I will. Anyways, moving along. I don't even want to get into that, but shout out to him. So yeah, definitely wanted to hear your take on that, but that was good. I mean, and that brings it all full circle, because that makes complete sense, and I don't think anybody can really argue with anything that you just said. So, so shout out to you and your reasoning behind your foolishness, even though there still have been points that you've ghosted on people that are not in relationships, but I'm not even going to dig into that. But, because I'm hurt low-key in my soul, but it's cool.
I mean, like, we rebuilt our relationship, Ashlyn, so.
I know, but it's just crazy that there was a whole rebuilding phase, like, you know.
I mean, was it rebuilding, or was it just us spending more time with each other? Like, honestly, honestly, we've always been good friends. Like, ever since we met each other, it's like real, recognize real. And it's been that type of thing. And, you know, you're the type of people that, as long as somebody honest and real with you, you're going to be the same way back.
Right.
And I value friendships like that. We ain't got to talk every day.
Right.
But I know that you're still in my corner.
Right. Shout out to my quote-unquote best friend, Tara. She is not worth nothing. She lived 10 minutes around the corner, and I don't never talk to her, but...
Well, she lived 10 minutes away?
Yeah, she lived around the corner right down the road. She ain't about nothing. She down there with her cats and her man, shoot. Everybody, look, everybody on their own stuff with their cats and whatnot, but I love her to death, though. But, yeah, I definitely don't talk to her hardly, like, once a month. She'll, like, do the annual, like, or the monthly, like, I'm just texting you so that you know that I'm alive, and hopefully you are, too, but I love you. Okay, bye. Like, that's crazy. But you do, you realize who your real friends are by the time you graduate college. Yes. You see who's still around and who floated off whenever you, you know, are done with the college scene once you stop using your little ugly ID for the school. Once that was over, you realize who was here to stay. So, shouts out to that. But anyways, so quick side note, there was a relationship psychologist, Esther Perel, where she pointed out that there is a societal decline in empathy. Which is why this ghosting thing is ever so evident. People are non-confrontational. They're just brutal. They don't care. They just show you. She's pointing at herself. She knows.
Oh, wait, no.
But you're confrontational.
Yeah. Well, okay, so that's what I wanted to say. First and foremost, I am probably one of the most confrontational people ever. Like, I love confrontation because there's no better feeling than confronting somebody about who you are or who they are. And I honestly think that everybody should just be honest about it. Like, you know, like, yeah. I'm that type of person. Be real with me and I'm going to be real with you, and people can't handle it. And that's another reason why I ghost, because if I find myself in a situation where someone can't handle it, okay, well, moving on, because 9 times out of 10, you're probably either not going to like me or you're going to think I'm too emotional. So I'm just going to walk away. And the empathy as well. Like, I'm very empathetic. And, you know, sometimes I have to check myself of how empathetic and sympathetic I am towards people, because that's not going to be reciprocated.
Right.
So then another reason why I ghost, you know, I'm not going to invest in someone or invest into a relationship and I'm not reaping the benefits from it. So,
true.
You know, I think that, you know, ghosting, yeah, has a negative connotation. But when you put the logic and the reasoning behind it, like, I think that for people like me who are just very blunt, very emotional and hypersensitive, it works for us. And I think that in the long run, yes, we may lose people along the way, but were those people intended to be in your life in the first place? So.
Right. Well, here's her argument. So Esther Perel says that the more quote unquote mature way to go about it, and maturity, because that's real touchy. But she claims there's this direct closure that's necessary. So, you know, instead of leaving this person in limbo and giving them the false hope or the insecurity of what they may or may not have done to you to make you ghost on them, you know, she talks about this whole power parting concept where, you know, you kind of just, hey, you know, the experience was nice while it lasted. It was nice meeting you and whatnot, but I'm going to have to dip now, which is, like, I'm sure nobody would ever phrase it that way, but that's basically the gist of what she's saying. But, I mean, that also goes back to if you even care enough to do that. I mean, especially if you only been talking to somebody for, like, a month, it's probably not even worth it to you to even go through that, especially if you don't know how they're going to take it. Just, because don't ask why. Like, the people be like, well, why? Why? What could I do then? Why you? No. Don't do all that. Just say, okay, bye. Like, thanks for telling me. But, so I could see that going downhill real fast with the wrong type of dude. Like, nah, you not about to go nowhere. Oh, no, but I am. Like,
I mean, I've been told that multiple times. Like, oh, you don't dictate whether or not we're friends, or you don't dictate how this plays out. Yes, I do. Oh,
right. And just because you said that, you really gonna see how I'm gonna dictate things. Like, okay, bye. I'm like, what? That's crazy to me. Like,
I mean, the last guy that I cut it off with, he literally told me it's not up to me to cut things off.
He sounded like he need to be dating white girls. No offense. But
oh, my gosh.
No offense. No offense, but that don't sound like something you say to nobody black, like, or I mean, Latina, or just, like, first of all, sir, you don't want this. Like, you,
I mean, and I did the power close and everything, you guys. Like, I tried to be, quote unquote, mature about it and let him know, and he would not let it go. And, you know,
that's scary.
It is.
Stalking is real.
And, you know, I didn't want to consider it as stalking, but I think it was super aggressive and very controlling, you know? So yeah. I'm glad I got out of that situation.
Yeah, mad unhealthy. Like, I'm not here for the unhealthy relationships. It's 2017. Folks better get their lives right and find themselves a church home. Anyway, I always find a way to reference Jesus. I love it. Anyway, but yeah, like, find yourself a church home, because I'm not here for it right now. So there's that. Now, there are some, and that's a good segue to the fact that I do want to point out that there are a lot of serious situations that go on that require people to ghost. I don't even feel like that's really the term that's used in that sense, but it is technically ghosting. If you're in an abusive relationship or whatever and you have to get out and you don't want the other person knowing where you are or, you know, where you, whatever, that's definitely a big deal. And that's way far from where we're at with the conversation, but I did want to mention that that is a serious topic and that people, you know, I think Quentin has said relationship abuse or something like that in the first podcast. But yeah, it's serious. So, you know, some folks, it's totally necessary to ghost and change your number and whatever. It's very funny because everybody knows I was dating the guy in my apartment complex and he moved. We like had this like weird fallout or whatever. And like, I basically ghosted on him. And he moved, and I got a new car at the same time. So I was like, well, if he's ever super mad and he comes over here, he's never going to find that white Audi over here. So, okay, bye. Like, you have no idea what car I'm driving. Like, that was a good feeling to right. know that you can't come over here and see if I'm home or not. Like, you're not going to just pop up because you don't know what car I drive. I love it. That's so awesome. That was like the best timing ever. Like, right. just moved, got a new car, like, bloop, you're gone. I'm gone to you. Like, I love it.
I don't even stay here anymore.
Right. Like, I don't even live there. What are you even talking about? And he definitely got blocked too, which is why I felt like he may pop up because he surely got blocked for sure. Yeah, gross. Get out of here. He owed me money, though. So, if you're listening, you do owe me money. Run me that. Thanks. There's two people that owe me money right now. Like, I'm about to stop being nice. Like, run me my money, please. Like, but anyways, that's super, super left. But yeah, so definitely this ghosting is slow fade. And I think we mentioned slow fade a couple times. I didn't really kind of go into what that means. There's this whole concept of icing someone.
Oh, yeah. I love that term as well. Okay, so first favorite term, French goodbye. Second, yes. Icing. I believe in icing people, yes. Now, that is completely narcissistic and selfish. And yes, I understand. But, like, sometimes you have to keep people on ice and keep them on reserve. I mean, it's necessary.
Oh, God.
It's so necessary.
Well, but there's also this concept of the slow fade where, you know, you may start, somebody say, hey, you know, what's up or whatever, and you text back, and then you realize that conversation is going somewhere you don't even want it to go, and you just completely stop contact. After a while, that person knows, like, all right, I'm just about to stop fooling with them. You pretty much force the other person to ghost you so that you don't have to be the one, but you pretty much let them know, like, this is not happening. So, I've done a lot of that, I'm sure.
Right. Like, yeah. I mean, the best feeling ever, though, is when you're both icing each other or slow fading each other, because then it's like, I mean, like, the term, you know, put somebody on your team, like, that's essentially what it is. Like, you have a team of people, I have a team of people, and
right,
this is what it is.
You just got benched.
Right.
But see, people are not as open about their squad as they should be, because first of all, if I'm on your quote unquote team, I want to know. Because then you don't have me sitting over here looking stupid. I can make sure that you in the right spot on my team. You know what I'm saying? Because there's always a team. Sort of. Okay, let me not say that just in case Tyson's listening. But there's always, there always could be a team. Let me get a little more vague there. Sorry, Tyson. So there always could be a team. Like, and if I'm on a team, I need to know. That's just a common courtesy. Like, because then you can know your role and play it. You know what I'm saying? There's not this, like, because dudes will be quick to be like, ah, she be doing too much. Well, she thinks that she the only one that you talking to. If she knew that you was talking to Rebecca and Lisa, I'm just naming all kinds of random names, but if she knew, you know what I'm saying, she might play stuff off a little bit better, like, let some stuff slide. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to be a G, darn it.
Right, and guys, you know, just a note for the future. If she's on a team, let her know. Girls take it a lot better nowadays.
A lot better. Because you probably on the team.
Exactly.
You probably jersey number 15. Like, right. Like, we doing odd numbers. You jersey number 15. Okay. So, we're not worried about it. We're really not. I mean, but at the same time, I mean, if you ever consider, the only thing I will say about that is that if you're going to try to actually date that person, you may want to mention that you have a team and they're not on the team, but, you know, hopefully we can get to a point where the team can get cut off. Like, you got to be very precise about how you lay stuff out, because if you tell me I'm on a team and then you try to wife, whoa, 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 but where your team at, though? Like, right. What happened to your team, though?
Who are you icing right now?
Right. Right. Like, who are you not responding to right now? Especially them type of dudes that be like, oh, nah, I don't be on social media like that. I ain't about that post and stuff. Yeah, I bet you aren't, because all your little chickadees is on here looking. Because you not talking to them. They know something up. They waiting on you to post a Women right. Crush Wednesday. They waiting. It's all psychological.
I mean, let me just go ahead and say Valentine's Day was wild. But that's all I'm about to say.
What?
About
Valentine's Day was a probate. It was a bae probate. Like, I was like, yo, they together?
I didn't know.
And some people was together for like mad long before they even like, what?
Some of these people were being iced by me, so... You know, ooh, like,
yeah, no, I definitely on Valentine's Day was scrolling like, dang, like, you think y'all together? Like, oh, okay, that's nice. Real. I think it's even funnier too, because like, since we did graduate, and there's a lot of people who have gotten together post graduation, so it's like, do y'all even live in the same city? Like, where y'all at? Where y'all meet at? Twitter? Like, what you? Y'all wasn't cool in school. Like, right. I'm pretty sure y'all didn't roam the same circles. Like,
I'm pretty
when
sure.
y'all start hanging out, right. That's people start picking their pickings. They was like, yo, we ain't in college no more. Shoot, the pickings is gonna get slim.
Look, shoot your shot.
Run, shoot your shot, 2017. Whoa, shoot that shot, 2017. Mm-hmm. Shouts out to everybody who took their shot and had a Valentine's to post, because that was real. I low key, yeah, I don't got time. I don't want to tell myself. But anyways, so yeah, as we come to a close, like I said, I mean, ghosting is definitely for the non-confrontational type. I mean, there are definitely are situations where you're just like, it's not worth it, and I don't really care, which is like the pretty much our whole generation is just like, I don't really care. Or I don't have time. Like, so I'm just going to let you sit in my inbox and you can do what you do. You'll figure it out. Like, you just figure it out in your own time. So yeah, there's that. Ghosting in a nutshell. Yeah, that's all I got to say. I'm just going to end it at that before I start telling on myself. up in here, because I don't have time to do all that. But definitely, I'm not sure when I'm going to release this podcast. Probably closer to the weekend. So be safe for CIAA. Don't spend up all your rent money, because rent will be due on March 1st.
Please. Okay? Please don't spend your money.
Please don't, because we're not giving out loans around here.
And don't ask us for a bed or a couch or a floor, because
nothing. Not right. A blanket. You can't even change clothes at my house. I'm done. Like, I'm over it. I'm so over it. So yeah. So definitely let me know your ghosting stories. I need to know. For sure, for sure. I need to start like a column or something. But like, definitely want to hear ghosting stories, because I know that it's been some crazy ones. And definitely if you've been ghosted on, I mean, I don't feel like you forget real easy people who've ghosted on you, or, you know, so definitely let me know.
Was that shade to me though?
Like... No. No shade. But really though, let me know. Again, Instagram, AMH_HNIC, which I think is so funny. That's like an old Instagram name that I brought back. Snapchat, TGI Ashlyn. That's about the butt of that. So yeah, definitely follow my blog site though. The link for that is in the Instagram, on my Instagram and on my Facebook. So get with that. I am updating it. I don't know what Chelsea's emotion is right now while I'm trying to talk.
I just wanted to go ahead and say, you know, if you're listening, follow me on Instagram as well, at Cookbook Rooks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mic drop. But anyways, so yeah, I typically go ahead and let loose the next topic at the end of this, but I can't say that I've decided. So you'll have to wait. It's a toss up between a few, but I want to make sure the next guest is lined up and you know, all good to go. So with that being said, I shall catch you next time.